This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I ask you about what seems to be a bit of a standoff between the White House and the House Select Committee on Benghazi over whether the president should answer questions, a series of questions about the 2012 terrorist attack that left four Americans dead. We understand that the counsel to the president, Neil Eggleston, feels like the questions were inappropriate. I'm just wondering, as an American, why wouldn't the president want to explain not just what was happening that night, where he was, what was happening directly as it relates to his evening, but also why not answer more specific questions about it in the interest of transparency?
Sure, Kevin. Today, and we looked this up, it is the 781st day of this committee. This is a committee that has gone on longer than the 9/11 Commission, than the committee designated to look at Pearl Harbor, the assassination of President Kennedy, the Iran-Contra affair, and Watergate.
But not longer than the studying of the pipelines through Canada.
Kevin.
I think that lasts like 2,000 days or something, right? I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You know, this is the nature of our politics, which is so disgusting to me. When they put out a statement like that, that this thing has gone on forever. Why has it gone on forever? Because Trey Gowdy and the committee have been blocked at every turn. They've been sabotaged, even by the Democrats. And you know, with all due respect, the Honorable Washington himself, who has done everything he could to block things up, to, you know, leak the information. I mean, to the point that Trey Gowdy had to put him on timeout and say, look, you can have access to the material, but you're not going to have access to it in the way in which you had it before, because he violated the principles of the committee. They've drugged this thing out three ways to Sunday. And the other thing that really bothers me more than anything else is that, you know, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama and other Democrats, Nancy Pelosi on down the line, just line them up. They all say, we need to know so that this will not happen again. Exactly. If it's not going to happen again, then we need to know what the truth is. We need to document the facts so that, you know, this really doesn't happen again. So don't tell me that you don't want it to happen again when you're doing everything you can to obfuscate and block the flow of information so that the committee can report back and say, hey, this is the definitive answer of what happened. At this point, all we're going to hear is that, you know, the White House lied to us, because that's really where it came from with Susan Rice. I mean, clearly, you know, thank goodness for Judicial Watch and their access, because of the FOIA request, the access to the Hillary Clinton emails, which you said didn't exist, but somehow they exist. You know, this thing is so fraught with deception, and Trey Gowdy and the committee, bless their hearts for doing the best they can to try to cipher this out. I mean, continuously at every turn, it was like they're in a bucket of gum of lies and deception. And they're trying to come up with, okay, after all these years and all the money that it cost, and the reason it costs so doggone much money is because the Democrats and the people there in that committee and everything they could do blocked and drugged this thing out. Now, I'm sorry if you think it's harsh that I indict the Democrats, but they're the ones. I mean, look at the history of the committee. Look at what happened and how they blocked things in the way they present. They were not interested in finding out the truth. They're not interested in documenting history so that we don't repeat this again. What they're interested in is self-preservation. They're interested in preserving the Democratic principles and party so that they can get reelected. And, of course, oh, yes, we got the first woman, you know, potential president that is a Democrat that could be elected. And she just flat out lies to us. And then she has the gall to say, at this point, what difference does it make anyway? Well, at this point, what difference does your candidacy make then? You know, that's my question back to you, because I got to tell you, I'm greatly irritated by this. And if you've seen the movie, if you haven't seen the movie, you need to see the movie. and even a quick read of what's gone on and enlighten yourself as to the truth of what happened at Benghazi. This is Bill Martinez, 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Just want to remind you that if you want all the information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got some great things of interest there for you to check out at the website, including, you know, that song got a lot of comment on. Everybody's going, oh, man, that just cracks me up. I think my dog's a Democrat. It is really trippy, but lots of other valuable information. And of course, if you missed an interview or heard part of it, you know, I want to hear, check us out. Go there. All the interviews are linked so that you can get caught up just like that at BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Perkins is with us, a domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com. Dan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for inviting me. I always enjoy your show.
Hey, thank you very much, Dan. I got to tell you, right now, even as we talk, Trey Gowdy is giving the Republican side of the report of Benghazi. Yesterday, the Democrats knew what was coming around the corner. They preempted this. I think that that's totally unclassy of them. It is a maneuver. A cheap maneuver by the Democrats to upend. They've done everything they can to have delayed and obfuscate and block this committee process, and then they want to claim that it took too long and it cost so much money. Well, let's get all their obfuscation and all their delay tactics out of the way. Now, how much money are we going to save? If money's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely spot on with your quick analysis. I've been following this from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And this may not be the best analogy, but on the other hand, it might be a terrific analogy. When a person is initially diagnosed with cancer, one of the things that the doctors are concerned about is whether or not how much the cancer has spread in the body.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, Bill, as I have been watching what's been going on, the tentacles, the cancer of the Clintons in so many different parts of our country. There was a story last night where Richard Blumenthal, an advisor to Hillary at the State
Yes.
Department,
mm-hmm.
got a job for $200,000 a year working part time. I'm amazed at the, when we were the day before the California primary, Associated Press came out and said that Hillary had already won. At the prompting and the urging of Hillary and the Hillary campaign,
yes.
they're virtually everywhere, Bill. And so
mm-hmm.
I don't know how we defeat this monster, but it is it's in all the media. It's tied into as many of the state and local committees. It's tied in because they provide money. It's just amazing to me and terrifying in a sense of the reach and the influence and the power that the Clinton machine has, not just in politics, but in all kinds of things all over the world.
Well, they've become the standard bearer of deception, a breakdown in morality and ethics at every turn. I mean, you know, let's go back to her husband's administration. You know, Dan, to this day, I point to a sexual revolution that took place after the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and at the spear of that revolution, which impacted millennials at that time, the young people at that time, and what you saw come out of the culture and what's been reported even to this day is absolutely disgusting. And I still believe with all my heart the tipping point in all that was the testimony that, you know, our president gave to Congress and to the entire world about his definition of sex. And it ignited a sexual revolution that maybe sociologists want to talk about it, but most people don't. And certainly in the political realm, they don't even want to deal with it. You know, right. And so what you're suggesting, I agree with you. The power, the force, the influence that this couple has had, sadly, when it could have been for good, it's become more for bad, more for self-seeking. You know, we're going to see a movie here in about 2.5-3 weeks here, which is, which comes off of the book Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer. And it is a movie. Right. And maybe more eyes of America will wake up to see, you know, just how they've been able to garner this kind of influence and money and just, you know, for somebody who left the White House supposedly poor, how in short order they became very wealthy, and especially after she became Secretary of State. And there's a lot of smoke there. You know, Kirsten Powers and others will say, well, there's no proof. Well, of course there's no proof, because we can't nail it down. But if it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, I'm not saying it's indictable, but let's be suspicious about it, and let's be on guard, because, yeah. I mean, isn't this what happened, Dan? Isn't this what happened in Britain? Is the people, the everyman in Britain finally said, hey, we're tired of being lied to and worked on, and we're tired of having people with outside influence controlling our destinies. We want our country. We want our lives back. Is this kind of what's bubbling here in this country as well?
I believe it. Absolutely. I watched the results of the British election, and I want to say to you, Bill, that after a while, I decided I could learn more by just listening, mm-hmm. closing my eyes and listen. And when I heard the things that the people were saying, the common man, as you call them, mm-hmm. their concerns about their country, about their history, their heritage, the transfer of power to the European Union, 60% of the laws of the country had to be adjusted to comply with EU, the concern about jobs, concern about the economy, concern about immigration, all those things. And I thought, wait a minute, am I listening to
America,
an American station, yeah. or am I listening to a British station? And it's absolutely true. You know, and here is the absolute, I don't know whether you saw this, Bill, came out yesterday. Angela Merkel and her counterpart in France have been having discussions about requiring all of the EU countries to give up their military and their economies in charge and transfer that power to the European Union headquarters in Brussels. Which nobody's elected. It's pure bureaucrat. So I look at what's going on, and I think yes, I think that the again, I think the pollsters, because some of the research that I've done, Bill, is the pollsters skew the polls mm-hmm. to a much higher percentage of Democrats than Republicans. They are not really in touch with, and everybody said, all the elites and all the politicians in Britain said, nobody expected this outcome of 48-52. Well, I hope and pray, Bill, that when we get to our new Independence Day on November the 8th, we are finally independent of the Clinton organization. And we have a new Independence Day for America.
Well, Dan, you bring up a good point, and that's the information, this polling information, and what they've done to juice these numbers. They think nothing of it. Whether it's Harry Reid juicing numbers out of the well of the Senate, misrepresenting one Mitt Romney, or it's Barack Obama giving us false unemployment numbers. You know, it's on and on. Or this AP report that you drew reference to. And I am surprised that Bernie Sanders and his group is not up in arms about how the carpet was pulled out from underneath them. Thank you very much, the AP, and the way they juiced those numbers. And the numbers are being juiced on us again. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to have your eyes wide open on this because it's not going to stop.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East. I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love you there as a guest. I love being here with you. I love the sea. I love the shore. I love the rocks and what is more with you. Better never be a bore, because I love being here with you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the way you like me, fresh every day, huh? Monday through Friday, 3 hours just for you, 9 to noon. Telling you the truth, going after the truth, no matter where it leads us. Not a Republican thing, not a Democratic thing. It's not even a political thing. It's just the right thing, huh? How about that for a change? Good to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dan Perkins, domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, TheDailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. Dan, you brought up a good point, and we touched on it as we were exiting here in this last segment, about the numbers, how they're being juiced, AP, what they did to Bernie Sanders' campaign. And they just kind of, tucked under and kind of rolled and just whimpered a little bit, no big deal. And then here it is, we're watching the numbers again. There was a recent survey about Hillary and Trump, and they juiced the numbers again. They favor more Democrats. I think about 20% more Democrats were polled, and they have the audacity to present this, with Trump so far behind, I think in double-digit differences, maybe 13%. Difference there. Pretty incredible. I mean, these are the kind of things that statisticians look at, and I say the good ones, the ones who have credibility, and they would throw it out as an anomaly, just say, look at it, it doesn't fit, the trend. You can't have that dramatic a trend take place. There's something prejudiced, and when you prejudice and as I say, juice the numbers, whether you're talking about unemployment and this sort of thing, and you got to know, look at it, if they're going to do it to their own people, if the Democrats are going to do it to their own people like they did with Bernie Sanders, what's going to tell you that they're not going to do it on a national campaign, and they've already done it?
Yeah. Bill, it's to me the interesting thing of the British election, which I think sets up the American election, is mm-hmm. that it was a rejection of the political elite and the arrogance of those people and the intellectual elite. I don't know whether you saw this over the weekend. The elites have decided, they've decided, Bill, that they want to throw out the vote of the people.
Yeah, they want to do another election.
No, they want the 1,450 members of Parliament who are there to represent the people to overturn the people.
Yes.
And the idea that they are so intellectually superior to the common man, it didn't go down well with the common man, and that's why you got such a 72% turnout, which was very, very high for the English election. Mm-hmm. But the arrogance to think that the elites think that they're smarter than the people and that the people just need to accept. And that's what's going on in the United States.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a disease. It is a total disease, isn't it?
Right. It's a function of what's going on in the liberal Democratic parties or the liberal parties around the country, around the world.
Yeah.
I said in a piece that I wrote that's out right now, be out shortly, a lot of advertising on the leave was the concept of Independence Day, that mm-hmm. June 24th was going to be their Independence Day.
Exactly.
I think November 8th will be America's new Independence Day, as we finally say to the elites, you don't make the decisions for me. Mm-hmm. I have a say in what's happening in my life.
Exactly.
And you look at what's happening over the last 7.5 years in this economy and the unemployment rate and poverty and household income declining, millions and millions of people out of work. The elites don't really care. I mean, they have their agenda. So I said in closing of that piece, I said, Bill, this may be, June 24th may be the new Independence Day for England, mm-hmm. but it may begin the decline and the elimination of two things. One, the European Union, and two, political correctness.
Exactly. Well, we have to thank Dr. Ben Carson for taking a big chip at the wall. He put a big hole in the wall of political correctness, but we still have yet to pull the rest of that wall down. We need Ronald Reagan to tell Gorbachev one more time, tear this wall down, and the American people need to say that. And, you know, pertinent to what you just said earlier about Independence Day and an American Revolution, we've been saying for quite a while this country's overdue for an American Revolution. We're not talking, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, any gun-happy people to think we're talking about, firing bullets here. But certainly we have grievances in much the same way that 13 colonies had. We need to state those grievances, and if we need an Article 5 convention to get this thing squared away, then so be it. We really need to get this country back on track, and I'm right with you on this. Dan, you and I could go on and on, but I wanted to particularly address an issue here. Well, there's not, you know, we start the conversation, ladies and gentlemen. It's up for you to pick it up and be aware of what's going on. Do the research yourself. You know, Dan and I, we're like news political geeks. We're into this all the time. So we bring this information to you. I bring experts on this show to you to open up your ears and eyes to what is happening in your world. You say, 7 out of 10 say, hey, we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. What does the right track look like? And what it looks like is that, hey, let's go back to what our founding fathers had designed for us. Oh, yes, the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, SCOTUS just blew up, and we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on, which I think opens the door to some consideration for impeachment there, because that's the only way we can get rid of some of these Supreme Court justices, is they need to be impeached. Because for them to violate right. the Constitution to the degree that they did this last time around is just unconscionable to me. But anyway, what I want to talk about is our Department of Justice. The wife of Omar Mateen is MIA. Are you kidding me? How did this happen? I mean, they had eyes on her. They knew she was a suspect. She had already admitted to being, I guess, for all intent and purposes, a co-conspirator. And now they lost track right. of her? What's all this about?
I know what you're talking about. And when I heard that, I said, you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. Tell me that the FBI and the Treasury Department can't figure out where this woman went. They didn't have somebody on her tail the entire time from the shooting when they identified her. Right. There's something, you know, and I suspect, again, we've got a situation here, unfortunately for the administration, and I know this is going to sound terrible, Bill, but unfortunately for the administration, unlike what happened in California where both were killed, one survived. And yes. that's going to create a real problem for the administration. Because wherever she is, she is the potential to be and a huge, huge embarrassment to this administration.
Well, to the point that the administration has already exposed themselves with redacting information, holding back the 911 call, doctoring that all up. And, you know, the thing that galls me again, Dan, let's go back to what I said earlier. You know, in the interest of let's make sure this doesn't happen again. So let's go after guns, which, you know, come on. You're just confusing the issue. This isn't about guns. But let's hide the whole issue. And now let's find a way to lose, you know, somebody who's already admitted to being a co-conspirator. She's culpable in this situation. She was facing a life sentence herself, somehow she disappears. That seems convenient, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, Bill, and there's one other thing that nobody's talking about this shooting that I think is important to get out. And I'll just take a moment. Under Sharia law, if you are gay, you know what happens. They get killed.
Oh, yeah. You're thrown off buildings. Your head's taken off. Exactly. Fine. Yes.
But if you're gay, you can redeem yourself through two acts. One, by killing other gays and then killing yourself as a martyr. That's how you get to heaven if you're gay.
Yeah.
So nobody's talking about the fact that that Sharia and the Quran talks about how to redeem one's soul if one is gay, and that is by killing other gays and then killing yourself.
Yeah, right after this happened, Dan, we talked about it being potentially an act of redemption on the part of Omar Mateen. So consistent with your insight on this as well.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we got about 10 seconds.
I just going to say that Loretta Lynch didn't make either of these decisions. They came from the White House.
No doubt. Dan Perkins, domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com. Dan, as always, great to have you with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the shadow lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, getting ready for the Olympics? Why not a little Rio music, huh? little dance music here. Why not? Let's all, you know, left foot in front of the right foot. Okay, that's the way it starts. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here. We're coming at you live. You know, during the last remaining months of the Obama administration, and during the centennial celebration year of our National Park Service, the administration's conservation legacy is in the spotlight. President Obama recently visited Carlsbad Caverns in Yosemite National Parks, where he lauded his administration's success in preserving landscapes and waterways and spoke to the many risks that our country's wild places face. Now, protecting wildlife such as grizzly bears is a role that the Obama administration can and must play in shoring up a successful conservation legacy. However, a recent proposal by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is causing many organizations and individuals to raise concerns for the long-term health of the iconic animal. Now, former Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Michael Finley is with us. He is a member of the Coalition to Protect America's National Parks. Michael Finley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Bill, and thank you for the welcome. You know, I think we used to share some some land space together. I was formerly superintendent of Everglades National Parks. So your Florida listeners, I understand that ecosystem as well.
Well, wonderful. Well, we appreciate your service to our country, Michael, over the years, and we appreciate you coming forward and talking about this proposal to remove grizzly bears from the endangered species list. Explain to our audience why this is important.
Well, the Endangered Species Act has been around since the 70s, and we have delisted species, which is the goal, like the American bald eagle and some whales, and that's the goal. You don't want them always listed forever in the Florida Everglades. I manage 13 endangered species, including the manatee and the Florida panther. There'd be nothing better than to delist those animals and take away federal protection. In the case of Yellowstone National Park, I was a seasonal in there in 1967. There were less than 200 grizzly bears. They were eating garbage out of garbage dumps. The Park Service had totally mismanaged that bear population, and they sucked it up and did some tough policy changes, transported all the garbage outside the park, closed the garbage dumps. And, now we have a population of a little over 700. But it's not the time yet to delist it as being proposed by the Obama administration. And I can go into those reasons very briefly.
Well, go ahead. Let's break it down, because the thing is, when you make changes like this, just like you do in our culture, and you start to social engineer things, they don't change overnight. I mean, this takes a while for things to grow. I mean, when grizzly bears are used to getting their food out of a trash can, and all of a sudden the trash cans are gone, I imagine, this turns things upside down in their world a bit.
Well, it did. And that gets to one of the points I'd like to make. Your listeners and all of us have made an investment. You either make it in your home, you make it in your car, and you like to protect that investment. In the case of grizzly bears in Yellowstone, various groups started compensating ranchers for cattle, and the states worked to protect them. And so you have them at a point where it's possible to do a honest and fair delisting. What we have before us is a political rush job. Just to give you an example, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the lead agency, and they're proposing to delist this animal. And yet what we have is the three states. Yellowstone's only 2.25 million acres. The greater Yellowstone with national forests and the three states is 18 million. And just like in the Everglades or any national park, the parks and wildlife, they don't know a boundary. They need to go feed and breed and migrate. So in Wyoming,
when you're that big, you can just do that anywhere you want, right? Almost, as the saying would go, right, Michael? I'm sorry.
That saying in the woods is true.
Yes, exactly.
Here's the point. You're going to remove federal protection as proposed by the Fish and Wildlife Service. Wyoming has yet to finalize a revised grizzly bear state management plan. And the draft is not in line with the important protections that need to be in place. Idaho hasn't yet a public timeline for revising or commenting on their out-of-date grizzly bear plan. Montana has publicly stated it won't revise its Southwest grizzly bear management plan that it did in 2013. So it seems to me, that the cart is ahead of the horse on this issue. You're going to remove federal protection. Okay, but you have nothing in place where the states and the federal government have worked with the American people, many of whom are your listeners who care about national parks, many have contributed to grizzly bear recovery,
right?
And there's no safety net. So it's like, what? You're going to take the federal protection off and there's no safety net? Some of the numbers are the states want to harvest up to 200 bears and have a basement population of 500. Well, that's not what the population biologists say is a healthy population genetically. So it's the wrong time. This thing needs to be derailed and delayed and done right.
What are the park managers saying here, Michael? I mean, they know. They're there. They have a better handle on this. I mean, this is the problem that we have when we have bureaucrats operating, you know, thousands of miles away, thinking they can just flip a switch and social engineer these parks like this. But, you know, the reality is the park managers, they have the experience. What are they saying about this?
Well, I know from personal conversations with the current superintendent of Yellowstone, Dan Wink, that he feels the same way that I do. You know, you devote your whole career, and you mentioned I'm part of this coalition for parks. Mm-hmm. There's 1,000 of us that we gave a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to protecting the nation's parklands, and we don't look lightly upon someone trying to do what is really a half-assed measure that isn't done professionally, isn't done appropriately, doesn't engage the American public appropriately. And, you know, you and I know you can engage them bureaucratically or you can engage them honestly and forthright and say, okay, what's the goal here?
Yes.
How do we not relist them? I mean, the worst thing in the world would be to do something halfway and then have to relist those grizzlies 20 years from now, and we lost all this genetic diversity in the meantime.
Yeah, without a doubt. Michael, why is the president doing this? I mean, what's pushing him?
Well, I don't think the president really is behind this. What we have is three states that want it delisted, but they want the shackles off without having to follow the Endangered Species Act, which says, you know, you should maintain those methodologies and practices that will prevent delisting. I mean, why go to all this work and all this money to recover a species, let's say the Florida manatee, and then just run over them with motorboats?
Exactly, which they just did over this past weekend. We know two were run over, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't make, you know, if you take a conservative value and say, why would you waste time, why would you waste money, why would you waste your natural resources, well, the answer is you shouldn't waste any of them.
Exactly, yeah, given the choice, why would you want to? Michael, to summarize here, how can we get involved and how can the listeners get more information on this critical issue?
Well, there are two websites that I'd recommend to your listeners. One is the National Parks and Conservation Association, npca.org, or the Defenders of Wildlife, defenders.org. So those are where you can get additional information. I think what your listeners should do is stop this thing in its tracks and do it right and send some letters to the White House. This is really originating out of the Interior Department.
Exactly.
To say, stop this. You know, we own these parks. It's the 100th anniversary. We've worked hard to restore these grizzly bears to their rightful place in the environment. Stop it. Stop this delisting and do it right. And get these things.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my friends, you're the lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
I'll tell you, everybody's got to know the lowrider, and if you don't, you got to meet him. I mean, he is just so cool, and that's what we need for America right now. We need a little low riding, a little relaxing here, because things are getting a little tense and wired a little tight here, Horace Cooper. And you can't blame people. I mean, look what happened in England. It's all England's fault because they voted to get out of the EU. I think somehow it just told everybody it's okay to be, to be a little anxious and have enough with this establishment way of thinking. What do you say?
Well, apparently people are really surprised, especially media commentators, when someone says, I prefer not to have rulers dictate to me from thousands of miles away outside of my homeland. Oh,
yeah.
That's exactly what the American people did, and we call that the American Revolution that we celebrate on July 4th.
Right.
Why would we really be surprised that people in Great Britain would not want to have rules and dictates being presented to them from Brussels?
Yeah, really, nothing's changed under the sun, has it?
And shortly after the vote happened, Brussels goes forward with their new toaster and microwave oven confiscation plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough that they want to have these high-priced, low-energy-using, inefficiently working products, but they apparently plan to take your toaster and your microwave oven from you. Great when you've got so much cash in your pocket that
exactly.
When the government takes your microwave, you can get a new one.
And, of course, what really got Englanders upset, the British upset, was they wanted to confiscate their tea kettles? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's down to the tea kettles?
The tea kettle, all of these small electronic products, the Brussels has decided that they don't like how much energy those things use. And even in America, where we're overregulated, they make the company make new ones that are less energy using, but they never tell you, you are going to have to give up what you've got.
So what happened? The British went out and they just dumped a bunch of tea kettles out in the bay out there, just reminiscent of our Boston Tea Party, huh?
I'm waiting to see it.
But yeah, you and me both.
It is the truth that the foreign powers often don't appreciate what the impact is on the people that they are regulating. And that's the history of the American Revolution.
Well, there we are. Ladies and gentlemen, Horace Cooper, he is a legal commentator. He is back with us, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Horace, I want to talk to you about what came down from SCOTUS yesterday, particularly with Governor Bob McDonnell's conviction. The Supreme Court says it doesn't carry weight. We're vacating it.
Yeah, the Supreme Court said that you actually need to identify the specific crime that you're pairing. The Latin term here is quid pro quo, this for that. The federal government identified all of the, quote, this. They said the Ferrari rides. They said the Rolex. They said the trips out to the golf course and fancy restaurants. All of that was the this. And what Bob McDonald's operation and team said was, what's the that? And they said, well, we don't really need to get into any of that. Just, you know, he wouldn't have given you all of that if you hadn't have been doing something.
Right.
Well, what the Supreme Court said unanimously was, it's critical that we identify a this for that, precisely because in the state of Virginia, nothing that had occurred was unlawful. And so there's significant separation of powers and federalism issues created when the federal government can come in and charge a person who is the head of executive of the state for crimes that wouldn't constitute a crime in the state. The Supreme Court said, we're going to construe the language of this statute so that it has to have an identified thing. The governor issued an executive order. The governor agreed that he would support a bill. Some actual policy-making commitment would be the only way that you could have this statute meet constitutional muster. And they said the record simply doesn't show that because the government said it didn't need to have that.
Well, you know, on that argument basis, Clinton Cash and Hillary Clinton, there's lots of this. We're still trying to determine what the that is, but there is a whole, a whole lot of this. So on their basis, then Hillary Clinton should be indicted.
Well, if you look at the policy approach that the federal government was taking with Bob McDonnell, you should have gotten 3, 4, or 10 convictions of Hillary Clinton just on the this side. Even though after the Supreme Court's actions, it is relevant to investigate. What is the that? Were there treaty agreements recommended? Were there pipeline agreements reached? Were there mining accords developed? What are the things that the secretary had the power to agree to do, and were any of those things tied to that? That would be relevant. Now, I want to make another point that the Supreme Court made very quickly, and that is we want to be careful that we don't create a situation where the official who represents you and I is constrained in such a way that they do nothing so as not to appear like they are doing a quid pro quo for us.
Right.
The First Amendment specifically provides the right of people to bring their grievances. The federal government, the state government, local government, it does, they do amazing and remarkably intrusive things. We shouldn't want to get into a situation where anytime you complain, if your representative actually does something in response to that, that representative puts themselves in criminal jeopardy.
Exactly. Well, you know, you think about, the Virginia voters there and what happened to them. I mean, their governor was chased out in disgrace of office. And then, of course, what happens is that now you end up with a Democratic governor. You got a Republican governor out, Democratic in. So the Democrats got what they wanted.
And now we have an investigation of this existing governor.
Yes.
As to whether or not there were any quid pro quo that had nothing to do with him being governor, but had a lot potentially to do with the Clinton Foundation.
Exactly.
So the use of this investigation to influence the election process is not a good thing. King George didn't have a barrier that prevented him from punishing people who had complaints. You could lobby King George, and if he went along with it, you were fine. But if he decided he didn't like it, you and your lobbyist could be put in jail.
Right.
It's important that we remember in America, you fundamentally have a right to complain. If you want to hire someone to help do that, that's actually something that's your right.
Hmm. Now, does McDonald have any recourse here? You know, I mean, they maligned him. I mean, you're talking a unanimous vote, even with this split SCOTUS situation here, 8-0. They, you know, basically just threw this thing right out of the court about as fast as it got there. Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense. And frankly, I think the Fourth Circuit really made an error in not giving some value to these arguments. One of the things that they could have done is they could have at least given the jury instruction that you can't convict this man solely on the basis of meetings and phone calls, that there had to have been some particular. And they refused. The Fourth Circuit absolutely refused to require that. I think that was common sense that it would have, but the Supreme Court went even further and said, even if you did give that jury instruction, nothing in the record yet exists.
Exactly.
That means that he should have some right to go in for a redress and ask for the legal support, which was probably quite financially exhaustive for him and his family.
Well, you imagine all the money they put in. You know, I was talking with somebody else the other day. You know, with all the money that the Department of Justice and some of these other government agencies pick up in fines and that sort of thing. In fact, there was a big fine is being paid by Volkswagen for their cheating. And you know, you go $12, $14 billion. You know, where's that money going to go? And a lot of it just goes into the coffers of the DOJ. I'm saying, hey, when that money comes in, that needs to be reserved for particular cases like this. You know what I'm saying? So that you got, you know, but put it there. Why does it go into their coffers? It doesn't even go against our national debt. It just goes, it becomes their part of their slush fund. How does that make sense?
It is a coffer for them to use for any kinds of purposes. Frankly, it's important for us to remember when this indictment was brought forward, it was at the conclusion of the governor's term. So the Department of Justice knew whether or not whatever it was that he supposedly was agreeing to do, whether it had actually ever been done.
Exactly.
So this is pretty remarkable to go forward, and clearly some kind of compensation is merited.
Yeah, without a doubt. About a minute left here. I'm sorry, we're not going to have much time to talk about the abortion decision out of Texas.
Yeah, well, that one is pretty phenomenal in how dangerous it is, and that is, it isn't about killing the unborn, which is an important cause. This is the first time that a constitutional decision in almost 100 years wraps itself around protecting a business.
Yes.
If you provide plastic surgery right next door to the abortion clinic, they have all of the rules that the Supreme Court struck down, and they don't have any right to complain about it. This is the first time that an actual industry of commerce is given this kind of protection.
Amazing. Well, you know what had to happen for Planned Parenthood. They've been protected all along, haven't they? Horace Cooper, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. He is a legal commentator, and it's always good to have Horace with us. Horace, thank you so much. It is just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour. Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.